Hello, guys. Today I am reading To Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street by Dr. Seuss. When I leave home to walk to school, Dad always says to me, Marco, keep your eyelids up and see what you can see. And when I tell him where I've been and what I think I've seen, he looks at me and sternly says, Your eyesight's much too keen. Stop telling such outlandish tales. Stop turning minnows into whales. Now what can I say when I get home today? All the long way to school and all the way back, I've looked and I've looked and I've kept careful track. And all I've noticed except my own feet was a horse and a wagon on Mulberry Street. There's nothing to tell of. That won't do, of course. Just a broken down wagon that's drawn by a horse. That can't be my story. That's only a start. I'll say that a zebra was pulling the cart. And that is a story that no one can beat when I say that I saw it on Mulberry Street. Yes, the zebra is fine, but I think it's such a shame that such a marvelous beast with a cart that's so tame. The story would really be better to hear if the driver I saw were a charioteer, a golden blue chariot, something to meet, rumbling like the thunder down Mulberry Street. No, it won't do at all. A zebra's too small. A reindeer is better. He's fast and he's fleet. And he'd look mighty smart on old Mulberry Street. Wait, hold on a minute. There's something wrong. A reindeer hates the way it feels to pull a thing that runs on wheels. He'd be much happier instead if he could pull a fancy sled. A reindeer and a sleigh. Say, anyone could think of that. Jack or Fred or Joe or Nat. Say, even Jane could think of that. But it isn't too late to make one little change. A sleigh and a sleigh and an elephant! There's something strange! I'll pick one with plenty of power and size. A blue one with plenty of fun in his eyes. And then just to give him a little more tone, have a Raja with rubies perched high on a throne. Say, that makes a story that no one can beat. And when I say that I saw it on Mulberry Street, and now... I don't know. It still doesn't seem right. An elephant pulling a thing that's so light. He would whip it in the air like a kite. And he'd... But he'd look simply grand with a big, great, big grass band. A band that's so good should have someone to hear it. But it's going on so fast that it's hard to keep near it. Ooh, I'll put it on a trailer. I know they won't mind if a man sits and listens while hitched on behind. But now, is it fair? Is it fair what I've done? I'll bet those wagons weigh more than a ton. It's really too heavy for just one beast. I'd give him some helpers. He needs two, at least. And now what worries me is this. Mulberry Street runs into bliss. Unless there's something I can fix up, there'll be an awful mix-up. It takes police to do the trick, to guide them through where the traffic's thick. It takes police to do the trick. They'll never crash now. They'll race at top speed with Sergeant Mulvaney himself in the lead. And the mayor is there and he thinks that it is grand. He raises his hat as they dash by the stand. The mayor is there too and the aldermen too, all waving big banners of red, white, and blue. And then there's a story that no one can beat when I say that I saw it on Mulberry Street. Wait a second. With a roar of its motor, an airplane appears and dumps out a confetti while everyone cheers. And that makes a story that's really not bad. But it could be better, suppose that I add, a Chinese man who eats with chopsticks, a big magician doing good tricks, a 10-foot beard that needs a comb, and no need for more, I'm almost home. I swing round the corner and dash through the gate. I run up the steps and I feel simply great, for I had a story that no one can beat, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. But Dad said quite calmly, "Just draw up your stool and tell me the sights on the way home from school." There was so much to tell, I just couldn't begin. Dad looked at me sharply and pulled out his chin. He frowned at me sternly from there in his seat. Was there nothing to look up? No people to greet? Did nothing excite you or make your heart beat? "Nothing," I said, growing red as a beet. "Nothing but a blame horse and a wagon on Mulberry Street." Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. I would like to keep on reading, except I have something I have quite have to do. So I'll see you next time at 2:30. Goodbye.